Hello, folks. Welcome to Three Martini Lunches, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Anthony Powell, founder of Legal Linda, an artificially intelligent legal assistant that engages with law firm prospects to convert them into clients, as well as streamline the intake process. Anthony is an entrepreneur with a master's degree in information technology management from George Washington University. Hey, Anthony, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Hey, Matt, man, thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to have this discussion.
Yeah, I am so excited to share Legal Linda because you created this because you thought the lawyer-client communication model was out of date. And I agree with you. I also think it was super inaccessible.
Yeah.
What did you see? What else did you see as a problem that you wanted to solve through Legal Linda?
Wow, man, there's so many ways I can go with that question. You know, to provide a little context, my background isn't actually in law. You know, I don't have much of a legal network prior to, you know, starting Legal Linda. But what my background was in is technology, specifically business process design.
Right.
And that is essentially, you know, looking at a business process, trying to identify opportunities or inefficiencies so we can, you know, figure out solutions for making it more efficient, essentially. So when I graduated, you know, I started doing some freelance work and, you know, brought on a couple of law firms as clients to help them out with website projects and stuff like that, just getting my feet ready and stuff like that. And what I noticed instantly, man, is that there was a huge gap between what consumers want in general in 2018, 2019, and what these law firms provided. They were kind of small law firms, about two to three attorneys for across each of them. And you know, they spent a little bit of money on marketing. You know, they had a small team, but when they got a lead, they didn't really follow up with that lead efficiently. Sometimes it was, you know, the legal assistant. Sometimes it was the actual lawyer. And it was just a really inefficient process. And so I just wanted to go out and do a little bit of research and test the hypothesis and to see if, you know, is this a real problem or is this just an isolated event with these couple of law firms? And Matt, here's what I found. Number one, you know, 9 out of 10 consumers, man, they expect for businesses to respond to them in, you know, about 10 minutes or so. And
yeah,
you know, that sounds a bit ambitious, but, you know, if you think about, you know, where we are with technology and the proliferation of, you know, different messaging apps, you know, we have a certain expectation in regards to how we communicate socially. And, you know, this expectation and mindset has penetrated, you know, as professionals in our business spaces as well. And on the other side of that coin, I also realized that law firms, it was a study done by the ABA, in 2016, I believe, and this study basically confirmed that it's a real thing across, you know, the legal industry in regards to inefficient communication. The study showed that, you know, 42% of the time, 42% of the time, law firms will respond to a new lead in 3 days or more. So
that's insanity.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, but I also, you know, I happen to spend a little bit of time as a summer associate in law firms, and I don't see potential new clients walking in the door, you know, at these big, you know, D100, you know, 50 lawyers or more law firms. I don't see that happening at all. They're mostly business clients, corporations, right? And so you crafted this model of Legal Linda in response to 2-3 attorneys, you know, not following up leads. What version of Legal Linda do you see applying to big, multi-state, top 100 white shoe law firms? Do you see this kind of immediate responsiveness through AI technology as something that they can adopt as well?
Yeah, well, the use case for them would be totally different. I guess I could provide a little insight on the use case for most of my firms now. Most of my firms now are solo practitioners, all the way up to about 20 attorney firms, mostly in the litigation space. You know, so they're completely reliant on, you know, spending money to generate leads and, you know, kind of capturing those leads so they can generate more cases, more revenue for the firm. So for us, in those particular use cases, you know, it's used to, number one, create a more efficient intake process, you know, from start to finish, saving them time so they don't have to worry about, you know, intaking that client. You know, the screening is automated. You know, the technical diagnostic is automated, you know, booking the first initial appointment, all that stuff is automated, even to sending a follow-up form. So it's saving them a lot of time there. And it's also, you know, helping them, you know, capture a lot of those leads, which is the most important thing. But you know, pertaining to the use case that you're alluding to, it would be completely different. But there's still value there in terms of automating certain processes that can, you know, help them save time with, you know, doing some of the redundant things. You know, we've kind of catered our approach and our marketing towards these litigation firms, you know, solo practitioners all the way up to about 20 attorney firms, just because we found it to be more beneficial, and that's where our value kind of took us as a company. But there's still a lot of opportunities for, you know, larger multi-state firms to implement AI. We can start from HR to onboarding in these particular cases, all the way down to things that could save, you know, legal assistance and other, you know, people of that legal team time as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I hope to see Legal Linda, you know, in my law firm, because that just, it sounds like, you know, both a missed opportunity. And also it goes into this emphasis, you know, this modern emphasis on being efficient, right? Saving dollars for your client. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's just, you're totally hitting this new crucial market need in the law firms. I mean, yeah, law firms aren't that innovative, and I'm glad that you got some exposure to it. But, you know, you said you don't have a legal background, and no. You know, it's surprising that you've gone in this space. How can lawyers contribute to this kind of improvement? I know that lawyers, you know, may not have the, you know, information technology skill set, but how do lawyers, you know, find themselves, you know, contributing to improvements, in your opinion, based on, you've worked with lawyers, right? So based on that, yeah, you know, how can lawyers help?
Wow, man. We work really closely with our lawyers because they provide essentially the fuel for what we're doing. You know, all we can do is, mm-hmm. you know, give them a product, but most of our product is built upon, you know, their suggestions and their experiences. Mm-hmm. That's a great question. I've been in the legal space. I know a couple of founders in the legal tech space who were lawyers and worked for litigation firms, insurance defense firms, and they've gone on to create some of the more successful legal technology companies in the space in the past 7 or 8 years or so. So, I mean, there's a lot of insight there. I mean, just collaborating in general. I mean, I'm gonna let you direct that question a bit more. Are you looking for, like, my perspective on it, advice for, you know, a potential lawyer that wants to start their own tech company, or just collaborating with the tech community in the legal space in general, like how that collaboration could be beneficial to the tech, obviously?
Yeah, so I'm happy to clarify, you know, this class, you know, this law, this class that I was talking about earlier, you know, it's encouraging mm-hmm. us to be entrepreneurial, right? And it's encouraging yeah. us to go beyond, you know, responding to work that's given to us. And so, mm-hmm. you know, I guess I'm asking you, you know, what advice do you give to a lawyer, you know, from your perspective? Like, do you want them to seek you out? Do you want them to always be asking questions? Or do you want them to kind of just be as responsive as they can if someone else comes and inquires about how they do business? What is a way for the lawyer to get involved just in any way?
Definitely staying abreast. Mm-hmm. you know, with the tech community within the legal space. You know, there's several yeah. different events that, you know, are held each and every year. And, you know, just attending those events and connecting with different tech founders or different marketers in that space and building genuine relationships. I mean, oftentimes, yeah. you know, we as a company ourselves, like, we have, you know, different programs, like beta programs that we allow law firms to utilize for free, just so we can test yeah. it out and get insight. I mean, we were trying to pitch to one of the larger law firms in the country, a multi-state law firm, over 200 lawyers. And we were, you know, offering to let them use a product for free, a beta product for free, just to test it out, just to see how it could provide value to that sector of the legal space. So, you know, going to those events, building genuine relationships and being open, right, to trying these new technologies, because it can definitely help move the legal industry forward and individually as a law firm as well. It can definitely bring a lot of value. You know,
so. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I mean, I never thought about kind of collaborating and building those relationships with the tech side of things, you know? That, you know, I always, you know, I think I'll speak for myself and a lot of my colleagues. We think that, yep. oh, we got to just focus on getting legal clients, right? We just got to make sure mm-hmm. we got money in, right? But totally. Improvement comes with interacting with folks of different skill sets. And so I'm definitely going to try to get into the legal technology field and talk to those people that are innovating and go out of my way to offer my insights. And yeah, you're right. Being open is a big deal, right? And I feel like that's what's driving a lot of the change now, is because the next generation of lawyers is more open to this, to use
Absolutely.
AI. Do you agree with that? Do you agree that this is kind of not an invasion, but more of an addition to their practice?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And just to piggyback on what you just said about, you know, being this next generation of law firms mm-hmm. and lawyers are definitely a lot more open. That's, in my experience, that's what I found to be true as well. A lot of the larger, older law firms who have a reputation, that's where we get the most pushback from. They have this mindset of, hey, we built this successful law firm over multiple generations because of, let's say, for instance, personal touch. We have a personal, relationship with all of our clients. You know, when they call us, we want to answer. And implementing an AI technology to kind of streamline a lot of that communication could be detrimental, to ultimately closing on that potential lead and turning them into a client. I mean, that's been pretty much, that's the main pushback from a larger firm. But, you know, if you look at some of these smaller firms, these younger firms, mm-hmm. they have a totally different, it's like a 180 in mindset, man. Like they look at technology as an opportunity to essentially help them compete with these larger firms. It's helping them save a lot of money. It's helping them, it's been remarkable. So I definitely can side with you there.
Yeah, I'm glad that we're coming in there and kind of moving this ball forward. Because the way I think a lot of us looked at it, it seemed really old fashioned. Like, this podcast is titled Three Martini Lunches because that's what these lawyers used to do. They used to just sit around and drink three martinis for lunch and go back to the office. And I don't think that's how this generation rolls. That's all I got for you, Anthony. I think you've made 110 pairs of ears perk up at just the opportunity that's out there to make their lives better for the future and for their career. So on behalf of them and myself, I'd like to thank you for coming on today. It's been a real eye-opening conversation with you.
Wow, Matt. Hey, thank you so much, man. You've been amazing, and you're super charismatic, man. Good luck on the podcast. I'm excited.
Hey, I appreciate it. I hope we reach the top of the listeners' charts. All right. Well, you have a great day, and we hope more people check out legalinda.com. All right. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.